Time for our weekly look at the weekends ahead from Radio St. Pete's Nanette Weiser.
Hello, Radio St. Pete. I hope you have your running shoes on because there is so much going on in this next week. And the weather is going to be beautiful. It's not going to be gloomy. I promise you. I have heard it from above. And then, of course, there's our wonderful weather people. So let's start with the Mezzo Market. The Mezzo Market is St. Pete's largest monthly market. It has boutique shops, vintage goods, handmade products. And it's this Saturday on Baum Avenue between Intermezzo, one of the most fabulous coffee cocktail places, and, of course, Green Bench Brewing, the ultimate spot for craft beers. Also this week on Sunday, and if you didn't hear it last week on Radio St. Pete Live, then you really need to come in person and see them yourselves, is the Tampa Bay Market, the new St. Petersburg Market at the St. Petersburg High School. It features 75 vendors, live music, and family fun. Also this week, an incredible performance at the Craftsman House. Claudia has been perfecting her craft of writing and performing for 50 years. Her multi-octave voice, 12-string guitar, and dulcimer will wow you. As a bonus, Catelli opens, and he's a top singer-songwriter in the Tampa Bay region. His original songs are sure to elevate you and he. And let's wish a happy birthday to the St. Petersburg Shuffleboard Club. They kick off its 100th anniversary on January 20th with the kooky fun in costume 12th annual Tweed Ride. Tweed is my favorite word to say. And that Tweed Ride goes through downtown St. Pete at 4 o'clock. It's preceded by, of course, Keys and Skins at 2 p.m. A dinner, live music with Junkle Royals, and shuffleboard follow. And tickets are on sale now. Go to their social media, go to their Facebook, and find out more. Continuing their 100th celebration, the Shuffleboard Club will have an event on January 24th at 6. And then they host, believe it or not, people are coming to shuffle all over downtown St. Pete. The club hosts a national tournament with competing clubs on the 27th through the 28th. Now, for those of you who are yacht rock fans, the St. Petersburg Power and Sailboat Show is this week, January 18th through the 21st, at the Mahaffey Gear Yacht Basin, and it showcases the ultimate marine gear, boating and fishing seminars, lots of boats that your husband will want to buy, and kids' fishing clinics. Also this week, at the beach, on the Gulf Beaches, is the 42nd John's Pass Seafood Festival. That's the 19th through the 21st. Listen, if you like a little seafood, Madeira Beach is the place to go. Park at the school and take the trolley over. It's at historic John's Pass Village and Boardwalk. It's got food, it's got live games, and family fun, arts and crafts, and yes, beer here. For those of you who like to watch the stars, why not join the Astronomy Club at Boyd Hill Nature Preserve's Education Center on January 20th at 7 p.m.? And I'm going to go, and I'm going to search for Jupiter and Orion, and oh, there goes Mars. The winter constellations are terrific, and the club has high-powered telescopes that you can enjoy. Are you feeling like a little 70s action and goodnight John Boy and hustling? Get yourself over on the 20th to 3rd annual Gulfport Rocks, the 70s, at the Gulfport Casino Ballroom. It benefits the Lion Club charities. You can get your tickets online or at the door. My favorite pre-Grand Prix event is this Sunday, the 21st, the 20th annual Festival of Speed at St. Petersburg, presented by the Porsche Clearwater, will take place downtown in beautiful Vinoy Park. This is a luxury motorsports display with 250-plus exotic classic muscle cars, motorcycles, and luxury brands. There's music, there's food, there's fun, there's booths. There's race boats, there's antique boats. There's all kinds of fun things to do. You'll find a Porsche, a Ferrari, a Rolls Royce, a Lamborghini, an Aston Martin, and more. An on-site cafe serves very fine boutique wines and festive cocktails, as well as delicious food. And for those of you who like a stogie, there's a cigar lounge and an awards presentation later on. I cannot believe the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art has one of my favorite bands coming up next Tuesday, the 23rd. For those of you who don't know, they do Tuesday concerts once a month, so you can, for just $10 on Tuesday, get in and see the great exhibits, and I'll be talking about that on Saturday Live with the Sassy Scribe. and hear the St. Pete Sax Quartet. From jazz to classical, these four voices of soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone form rich harmonies, and they rarely play here, so you want to catch them now. But there's more. Listen, I know I love a concert, and I just don't know where to go first. I think the Mahaffey is doing some terrific things, but let's start first with a smaller venue, Janice Live. On the 20th, Bad Fish, a tribute to Sublime, is going on. The 21st showcases Shane Smith and the Saints. And 128th is this crazy group that I like, Bowling for Soup. So that is wonderful. Keep on your calendar February 2nd with Matsuyahu, unique performer that is rare to this area, but you will absolutely love it. Over at the Straz is really gearing up. They have the TFO, Tchaikovsky. They have on the 20th, Batman 1989 in concert. And get your tickets now for Rock Me Amadeus. That is January 21st. And on the 23rd, the Dance Theater of Harlem. Over at Studio 620, the Jazz Beat Blues Poetry Ensemble downtown will be on the 23rd at the Mahaffey. We've got the TFO on the 20th. We've also got on the 27th, Gershwin Celebration. And those of you who like a light show, book your tickets now for February 3rd, the Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular. But there's more, and that is really, you know, this is the thing. You can see so many things here in town, but it's some of the smaller places that I really love. For those of you that don't know the Ale and the Witch, I mean, I'm going to see their shows every Sunday. Saturday, they have Rainbow Full of Sound, an acoustic full band show at the Ale and the Witch downtown, and it's really so much fun. You can dance outside. One of my other favorite things coming up this week is Cage Brewing's Winter Warmer. It's free all weekend, and it's incredible. It starts January 19th and goes through the 21st, and it is not to be missed. Also this week in Gulfport, the grand opening of the Peninsula Hotel Bed and Cocktails is going on. You need to stop in to Gulfport because also this Saturday, Indy Fair is in Gulfport, and that is a really fun crafty and unique place to really meet new vendors you haven't seen before at the markets downtown or the market on Corey Avenue, which of course is on Sunday. Also this Friday at the Ale and the Witch is a local favorite, the Wandering Hours. They're fiddling, they're playing guitar, they're singing, and it's amazing to hear them. So lots of music at the Ale and the Witch. At Bayboro Presents, Uncle John's Band, the tribute band to the Grateful Dead, really popular. For those of you who haven't been to Bayboro Brewing, they've got a terrific outdoor alfresco concert stage and incredible food and drink, doing a lot of really unique things. Also this week, kicking off at Fairgrounds St. Pete, which is going to be doing a big announce. I can't tell you, but you'll have to listen next week on the 25th about their expansion and news. It's Art After Dark, and it features Pale Horse, an incredible, unique performer. So there's a lot going on around town this week. You can also stop in if you're thirsty at Blush Tea and Coffee on Thursday at 5 p.m. for a make and create night. If you haven't had their crafted teas, it's amazing. And also this week on Sunday, there's a Sunday Jazz in the Lounge with Boho Sideshow at the Floridian Social. So listen, if you can't run fast enough to hear all of this good stuff, I suggest you do what I do and just listen to Radio St. Pete. Listen to their shows all day long, all night long, and find out what is going on around town. So until next week, it's Wednesday with Weiser. See you around downtown.
Radio St. Pete's Nanette Weiser.